So let's review. Zok the Mishnah. Hashan the benidur ketzav. The amount of the eruv depends on the age of the subject and not of the neidur. And therefore, yelad sheherech zaken, noisin eruv zaken. The zaken sheherech as a yelad, noisin eruv yelad. A young person between age 20 and 60 who took on the eruv of an older person of more than 60 pays a lower eruv of 15 shkolim for a zaken. While an older person of 60 who took on the eruv of a young person between 20 and 60 pays the higher eruv of 50 shkolim for a yelad. Mishnah continues. A eruv in benerach ketzav. The amount of the eruch depends on the gender of the subject, not of the mayrach. And therefore, ish sheherecha isha, nisen eruch isha. The isha sheherecha ish, nisen is eruch ish. A man who took on the eruch of a woman pays the lower eruch of a woman, while a woman who took on the eruch of a man pays the higher eruch of a man. The Mishnah continues, ve'eruch bizman ha'eruch ketzah. The amount of the eruch depends on the neruch's age at the time of the eruch, not at the time of payment. And therefore, harichu pachis mi ben chamesh v'nasi yesal ben chamesh, Pachis ben esim and asim yesal ben esim, nisim bizman ha'erich. If at the time of the erich the subject was less than 5 years old, and at the time of tashlumi he was 5 years old, or at the time of erich he was less than 20, and at the time of tashlumi he was 20, the nayrich pays according to the subject's age at the time of the erich, because the pasuk states ke'erka chayakum, in a nisim el bizman ha'erich. Mishnah continues, yom shleishim kilamata hemena. The 30th day is considered like the day before, and so one who took on the erich of a 30-day old child has no eruch obligation. And shnas chomish b'shnas esrim kilamatim hem. The 5th and 20th year are considered like the year before. And so one who took on this eruch pays the lower eruch because the pasuk states v'immi ben shishim shana b'mala. The word b'mala implies that only after the 60th year of the neruch is he considered zaken. However, shnas shishim kilamata, the 60th year is considered like the year before, and one who took on this eruch pays the higher eruch of a yelim. Mishnah initially assumes that we derive chamish ve'esrim from shishim through a mamatzim. A logical comparison as follows. Mashna shishim kilamata emenu, avshnas chamish v'shnas esrim kilamata emenu. Just like shishim is considered like the year before, chamish ve'esrim are also considered like the year before. Mishnah, however, rejects the mamatzim because pain im asa shnas shishim kilamata emenu lahachmer. Asa shnas chamish v'shnas esrim kilamata emenu lahachmer. Perhaps only shishim is considered kilamata because this results in a stringency in that it increases the eruv from 15 to 50 shkol. The chamesh ve'esrim are not considered kilamata because this results in a leniency in that it would reduce the eruv. Therefore, the Mishnah concludes that we derive chamesh ve'esrim from shishim through a gzeirah shava of the word shana. Mashon amur b'shnas shishim kilamata, avshon amur mishnas chamesh b'shnas esrim kilamata min bein lahakol bein lahachmi. Just like the shana of shishim is kilamata, so too the shana of chamesh ve'esrim is kilamata, even to reduce the eruv. Gzeirah shava cannot be refuted because it is mufna, the word shana both is superfluous. The Gemara at first wants to say that our Mishnah does not agree with the opinion of Rebbe who holds ad va'abachlal. In the Torah, the word ad, until, is included in the sun. The question is found in the Brisa regarding the Isra Chametz where the pasuk states, V'yem erishin v'ad yem eshvi. The Isra Chametz applies from the first day until the seventh day. The Tanakhama says, Yachal rishin v'l'rishin bachlal. Shvi v'l'shvi bachlal. We would assume that the first and seventh days are not included in the Chiyuv Karas. David, the Torah needed to state, V'rishin v'arbas or yem l'chaydish b'arav, ad yem ha'echad v'esim l'chaydish b'arav. The Isra starts on the eve of the first day until the eve following the seventh day. While Rebbe says, the second pasuk is not needed to teach Rishon v'Shvi, because Rishon v'Rishon b'chlal, Shvi v'Shvi b'chlal. The letter Mem of Miyom HaRishon includes the first day, and the word Ad includes the seventh day. Now, in our case, according to Rebbe, that Ad v'Ad b'chlal, even without the Gezeirah Shava, we would know that Shnas Chamesh v'Shnas Esrim kilamatim hem, because the pasuk states, Mi ben Chamesh shana v'ad ben Esrim shana, Mi ben Chaydish v'ad ben Chamesh shana. And since Rebbe holds Adva Abachlal, Ben Esim is considered like Ben Chamish, and Ben Chamish is considered like Ben Chaydish. Whatever the Gemara explains, perhaps our Mishnah agrees with Rebbe. But the Gezeirah Shava is still needed because Shokoli Mishkoli Kroy. The Pasuk can be interpreted both ways. In the Pasuk of Mi Ben Chaydish Vad Ben Chamish Anan, the word Ad includes Ben Chamish in the lower category of Ben Chaydish. While the Pasuk of Mi Ben Chamish Anan Ben Esim Shana, the letter Mem includes Ben Chamish in the higher category of Ben Esim. That the Gezeirah Shava is needed to clarify that Chamesh Kilamata, a Ben Chamesh is considered like the year before, as a Ben Chaydish. Mishnah continues. Rav Elazar says, Achiyu Yiseris Alashonim Chaydish V'Yemech. One moves up to the next level of Erechon only after a month and a day into the new year. Because there's a Gezeirah Shava from the count of Levim to Erechon through the word Lamal. In Erechon it says, Vimi Ben Shishim Shana V'Mal. And in the count of the Levim it says, Mi Ben Chaydish V'Mal Tifkadeh. Mala Halim Ben Chaydish V'Yemech. Avkan Chaydish V'Yemech. Just like the Levim were counted only from a month and a day, so regarding Erechon, one moves up to the next level only after a month and a day. The Gemara proceeds with a braisa that lists five halachas that are subject to specific years. And kulon ne'es li'es, they all go by their specific year that is counted from the time they started day to day, and not by the general year that ends on Rosh Hashanah. Shana hamur b'kavdish and me'es li'es. The age of a carbon goes by birth, because the pasuk states, keves ben shenaseh, shenaseh shalai v'loi shal minyan olam. An exclusive word, shenaseh, indicates that we go according to his birth year, and not by the general year. Shana hamur b'bote erechayma me'es li'es. Someone who sells his house in a walled city may redeem it up to 1 year from the day of the sale, because the pasuk states, at time shnas memkari. The exclusive word memkari implies memkari shalai v'loi shana l'minyan olam. Someone who sells an inherited field may redeem it only after 2 years from the day of the sale, because the pasuk states, the mispa shnei tevuah is yimachulach. Ha'amim sha'adam oichel shalish tevuah b'shtei shanam. Which shnei implies two crops, and the pluralized word tevuah includes a third crop. And this teaches that the buyer can possibly cut three crops in 2 years, such as if he bought a full-grown field in Nisan, and it produced another two crops in the next 2 years, and he managed to cut the third crop in Nisan before the 2 years expired. Apparently, the 2 years go by the date of the sale, and not by the general year, which ended earlier in Tishrei. Sheisha be'eved ivka, a Jew servant goes free after 6 years from the day he was sold. Because the pasuk states, Sheishonim yavad uba shviyas. Zimnin de b'shviyas na miyavad. Letter Vav of uba shviyas teaches that sometimes the eved ivka does work even in the seventh year, such as it was only the seventh of the general year, but it was before sheish of the specific year. B'sheba ben b'sheba bas me'es li'es. Gidla Marav says La Erechen. This refers to Erechen, the age of the Neruch lived by his birth. Yisuf says Le Perkin the Yitzadef. This refers to the Allah has mentioned Perik Yitzadef and Mesachus Nida that are subject to a specific age and go by the birth. The Gemara concludes with the following question: Maishna Nekeve the Chinizkin or Kaima Atilsa Maishna Zacher Loikoy Atilsa. Why is it that the Erech of a woman over age 60 is reduced to 1/3 from 30 to 10 shkolim, while the Erech of a man over age 60 is reduced to less than 1/3 from 50 to 15 shkolim? Chizki explains, Amri Inchi, Saba Bevesa, Pacha Bevesa, Sausa Bevesa, Sima Bevesa. An older man is a burden to the household, while an older woman is an asset because she continues to help with the chores. Hanulach Perkesag Yad, where Bergesham completed the fourth paragraph of Masechta Erechin, and we begin the fifth paragraph of Emor Mishkoli Alai in the next year, Be'ezus Hashem.